Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely terrific day again, and thank you for joining us. How are you doing today, Dev?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, and I'm doing a whole lot better than Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton are doing today. I can guarantee you that. Daily Mail just came out with a new article, and it's pretty indicting. It says, I was 14, and I had braces. And Jeffrey Epstein victims recall how the pedophile forced them to perform sex acts ahead of his bail hearing as prosecutors fight to keep the billionaire flight risk behind bars. Two of the women who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexual assault during his previous criminal trial in Palm Beach, in Florida back in 2008, are speaking out. Courtney Wilde was still in middle school and had braces when Epstein allegedly forced her into performing sex acts. He says, God, you're just so beautiful and sexy and gorgeous, and it was making me feel really uncomfortable. And victim Michelle Licata, who was then 16. Lawyers with the Southern District of New York will likely argue that Epstein is a flight risk and should remain behind bars on Monday when he appears in court. I totally agree. He faces 45 years in prison if convicted on account of sex trafficking of minors and account conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of minors. He's accused of offering dozens, and I can tell you this right now, it is hundreds of underage girls money for massages and sexually assaulting them as minors. Another article on this from the Daily Beast says indictment alleges Jeffrey Epstein created a vast network of underage sex victims as young as 14. I personally believe that's a little bit high. I think he went down as low as 12, but I'm just saying that's my opinion. Federal prosecutors on Monday released an indictment against billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, charging him with sex trafficking. They also revealed at a news conference that the FBI found nude photos of girls in a weekend raid of Epstein's mansion. Wait a minute. This guy is this bold and this brazen that he has nude photos of girls in his mansion that are underage? Unbelievable. The defendant is a registered sex offender, is not reformed. He has not been chastened. He is not repentant. Prosecutors wrote in a memo seeking to have Epstein jailed until trial. Rather, he is continuing danger to the community and an individual who faces devastating evidence supporting deeply serious charges. I mean, this guy is a real sicko. I mean, this. But of course, why is no one talking about the Clinton connection? Well, let's do that right now. Pilot logs reveal that almost every time Bill Clinton flew in Epstein's Lolita Express private jet, we talked about this yesterday, underage girls were also on the plane's manifest with Clinton. This is what Kanicha Sarnoff, the investigative journalist and executive director of the Alliance to Rescue Victims of Trafficking, said. Sarnoff has been investigating this case with Epstein after his first arrest since 2005. Bill Clinton, pervert extraordinaire, Monica Lewinsky made famous, yesterday issued a statement that he knew nothing of Jeffrey Epstein or his crimes. I'm telling you right now, I did not have sex with that little girl. That's what he'll be saying. Sarnoff said he's lying that Epstein was one of the original financial architects of the Clinton Foundation and donated $4 million to it. She adds, why would Bill Clinton ever fly on a plane 27 times that did not belong to him and have no recollection whatsoever of the memories of this plane or Jeffrey Epstein? In 2008, the presidential election was imminent, and Hillary Clinton was the Democratic front runner. Alexander Acosta, who was today Secretary of Labor in the Trump administration, was then the district attorney of Palm Beach, Florida. His department had conducted a two-year investigation of the pervert Jeffrey Epstein and produced a 53-page indictment. But he received orders from the then Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, to not make a political mess. Was not indicted. Robert Mueller was then the director of the FBI. Here we go. The same involved group of weirdos. Ken Starr, here he is, was one of the attorneys who negotiated Epstein's sweetheart deal that let him walk free of charges that should have put him away from 12 years to life years ago. Got himself a few months in a basically minimum security facility. I got to go home at night and continue his pedophile ways. So maybe, just maybe, we're being shown now that Jeffrey Epstein is being sacrificed, like we said yesterday, because something else is going on, and they need a news story. And Jeffrey Epstein just happens to have lost enough political favor, and he's already had enough damaged goods I mean, the guy has pictures of young girls naked in his house. What the heck is wrong with this guy? I mean, does he not realize that he's being looked at and under indictment? Does he have to just, you know, it's so funny. Years ago, I had a, gosh, I got to be careful how I say this now. There was a man who did seminars. He was a big promoter. And he and his wife got divorced. And she stole his porn collection. Oh, gosh, you have to make this crap up. She stole his porn collection. I guess who knows what for. That would be a per decision. Made it in the Palm Beach Times down there. And it basically, he had to sue her to get his porn collection back. I mean, you know, number one, if you, this guy, they both claim to be Christians, which is crazy. And the people claim to have Christian, be Christians, and they have porn collections. And what blows my mind, Austin, is that he actually had a collection of porn and basically put himself in a position to be exposed nationally, which his wife promptly did during the divorce. And the sad part about it is that, you know, everybody sins and falls short of the glory of God. Everybody does that. I mean, we all make stupid mistakes and do things we shouldn't ought to do. That's just that, and if you're not in that category, I will ship you your halo. Just let me know where to send it. But the reality is that, you know, we all make mistakes. But sometimes the arrogance gets to the point with some of these clowns where they have stuff like this in their homes, and they think that they can just get away with anything they want to do whenever they want to do it. I mean, really? Really? Guys, no. God's just. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. And hopefully we'll see this convicted pedophile, pervert, weirdo, sicko go to jail for quite a bit of time. But again, it may be like Ken LaHaye, you know, from Enron. He'll suddenly turn state's evidence. Suddenly he'll end up going to, you know, his little cell, suddenly having a heart attack. Be cremated 2 seconds later. 2 seconds he's in the coffin getting cremated later. No autopsy. And maybe that's what's going to happen to him. Who knows? We'll find out as the stomach turns in this great saga. And, of course, you got to ask yourself a question. If he's got photos of young girls, there you go. Who's in the photo with the young girls? I mean, is this the reason he kept these photos? Does he have pictures of old, good old Billy Boy, you know, with a 12-year-old, 14-year-old? What does he have here? What kind of photos does he have? Who's in the photos, and does he have a dead man switch? What do you think, Oz?
There's some strange stuff. I mean, like you said as well, though, I'm curious to see what's going to be going on behind the scenes right now, because this is a very, 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 very big story in the mainstream media, and it, as it should be for the aspect of this guy's complete and total perv, and he needs to go to prison for life. But on the other aspect beside this, though, is what else is going on, as Dad just said, behind the scenes. This is what I've always been curious about, because when we always have these big stories, these breaking news stories, and they get 24/7 coverage, and they will. This is big enough. It's going to get coverage every single day, every single news outlet, every single television station. They'll be covering this day in and day out for the next probably 3 to 4 weeks, and they'll be covering up new evidence. They'll be showing up new things that are happening, blah, 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 and they're going to see what's going to happen. I mean, my biggest thing, and I know we all wish the same, is the Clintons would get prosecuted and indicted involving all this stuff. I mean, the fact that they have walked and 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 continued to walk all over the place and never had any type of consequences for their action still boggles my mind. And so I hope there's enough evidence and enough witnesses that come forward on this that can put Bill Clinton involved in this. And I hope Hillary has to get involved in it too. That'd be fantastic. But also, to another news, there's another article that has come out now saying that the 5G network that we're being told is the next latest and greatest thing is going to be incredibly misleading as far as revolving the hype around 5G. The 5G, as you guys know, is in the early stages and will only be compatible with select smartphones in the next coming years. The compatible phones will be very expensive that are 5G and will rely on 4G networks just to get going. The 5G towers will be dependent on, as far as installation of the new towers, and have to be installed in 500 feet or less of themselves. The small cell transmitters will be mounted on top of electric utility poles, municipal buildings, schools, city parks, streetlights, bus shelters, anywhere else telecom companies wish. And you guys have to remember this. When the FCC came in, remember, and they ruled unanimously last year, 2017, 2018 that the 5G network telecom community had carte blanche immunity to do whatever they wanted to do in every state. They superseded any federal, state, county, or city laws, meaning whatever they needed to do as far as putting up any 5G network towers, they had full carte blanche immunity to do whatever they wanted. And in the event of a national emergency, the telecom community, along with 5G and the internet and the phone system and electricity, were now bundled together as the top priority in reconnecting. Now, electricity, which that's probably the most important one right off the rip if you're looking at it, but no, they did not do that anymore. Electricity is not the most important one. 5G, along with the internet and electricity, were coupled together now. In the event of an emergency, they were the main priority together. So if something's going on and electricity starting to come back, 5G is mandatory, has to come back with that system. Now, what's also interesting about this is we've talked about repeatedly over and over again, is the danger to health 5G has already shown. Numerous areas, there was a city, I think up in Illinois, children were beginning to come down with cancer, multiple children, when a 5G tower was installed right outside of their playground. There's been multiple places in the UK that have rolled this out, that have massively increased stillbirths and miscarriages as soon as the 5G towers were put up. This is happening repeatedly all over the world as soon as these towers go up, yet almost mainstream media is silent about all of it. Now, one thing about this is that the 5G network that nobody's discussing is, why are we spending so much money just to have slightly quicker internet? They're estimating that between this year and 2020, the GSMA, which is the Global System for Mobile Communications, it's essentially the United Nations for the internet, just to make it a clear understanding. They said that the mobile networks will spend a minimum of $500 billion just over a year and a half to roll out 5G worldwide, and that does not even include all of the towers that need to be installed. $500 billion. That's with a B, not an M, a B. Half of $1 trillion are going to be spent over a year and a half to 2 year period just to get systems up to 5G readiness and not even get the towers completely in place. So one must ask him, why in the world are we spending half of $1 trillion to have slightly faster internet? And nobody wants to ask the question. I've been asking it so many people, oh, 5G, it's necessary, we have to have it, it's going to make everything so quick. Do you know what we could do with half of $1 trillion, even with the economy, even in other countries? And we're talking about half of $1 trillion just to roll out 5G. Now, what's crazy about this, too, is that we've discussed earlier, even if 5G lives up to the hype, it could be possible of streaming movies slightly faster and navigating cars as far as essentially, you know, your GPS slightly faster, and it promises slightly faster download speed. But one thing about this is that nobody's discussing the fact of the health benefits and the fact of how much lag time it's going to take just to get 5G. As they said, it's probably not even going to be into fruition, actually showing positive aspects of the faster internet until 2025. And by that time, we're going to need something that's more updated. Oh, in the article from here from Daily Mail, it doesn't go into detail in 6G. I've only found a few articles in the entire internet that I was able to scour. I talked about this 6 months ago in detail on 6G, and that is the next step. 5G is completely and totally alive, what they're telling us. The internet speeds, yeah, they may be slightly faster. Download speeds, yeah, they'll be slightly faster. But the amount of infrastructure, and money and time it is going to take to get 5G on the record and on the poles and up and running is completely cost prohibitive. $500 billion over a year and a half just to get cell phones and other items up to date with 5G? Half $1 trillion? Does that sound cost effective to you? It's not. The reason why they're doing it is because 5G is a lily pad stair step to 6G. 6G is going to be the system of the future. It will be the system of the autonomous vehicles, of the implanted chips. They've even said in the article, I have to get this article up again because so many people have asked me about this, and I brought this up 6 months ago in this article, that 6G is going to be designed on a frequency to operate with an implanted cell phone in your body, so you'll be able to see your screen through your eye without holding your cell phone in your hand. I kid you not. It'll be a projection in your eye, so you'll be able to scroll through your phone, pick phone numbers, look at the internet, and you will not even have to be bothered with having a cell phone in your hand. And people go, that's crazy. That's never going to happen. I'm telling you right now, that's the next step. If you think we're spending half of $1 trillion over a year and a half just to get 5G up and running when it won't even be fully operational yet, and you think it's just so we have slightly faster download speed, you're living in Narnia. The same article, too, that goes into the same category of this, now we have the military finally is coming out now saying that they are now releasing electronic warfare and tying them into their fleet of weaponry. They said if anything happens now, swarms of enemies attack a boat or explosives toward a naval ship, alongside drones, helicopters, so forth, ship commanders will instantly begin using close-in weapon systems. Those will be laser-directed weapons added into the equation now, bringing new dimensions to warfare to the open sea. They said by 2021, Lockheed Martin will have U.S. Navy destroyers armed with new ship-fired laser weapons able to sense and incinerate enemy drones, low-flying aircraft, and small boat attacks, all while firing at the speed of light. The system is called Helios, high-energy laser and integrated optical dazzler with surveillance, which appears to be a similar to one that was another one that was brought about in an article from a German company called HEL, H-E-L, high-energy lasers. Now, this technology is extremely old, by the way. This stuff has been out for a very, very, very long time. But now they're releasing it to the general public, talking about that they're going to start equipping this on our weapon systems now, on our boats, which I believe we already have. This is so ironic to me because just last year when we had those wildfires out in California, I got so much flack for people saying that those were basically high-intensity electronic warfare or directed energy weapons that they were used on there. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at photos of an entire neighborhood and every single house in the neighborhood is in rubble, and the trees overlapping the property and surrounding the property and completely surrounding the entire neighborhood aren't even scorched. There's plastic garbage cans that aren't even melted, but yet concrete block houses are completely turned to ash in the middle of their lot, and the grass isn't even burned around the house. These are directed energy weapons that have been around for a very long time, and these are the next stage of weaponry that they're going to be using. This is why they're rolling this out now. And again, the 5G network, and including the 6G, is what a lot of this weaponry is going to work on. The same thing with the autonomous vehicles that they're trying to roll out now. With all the Internet of Things, it's all going to tie into this 5G and 6G network. So that is why they're spending half of $1 trillion over a year and a half period just to get 5G up and rolling. That is why they're going to spend trillions of dollars over the next 6 years getting all the towers across the entire world up and running. That is why 5G has been a complete and total lie, and we have tried to talk about it from the very beginning. And again, I can tell all of our listeners, please do whatever you can to prevent this from coming to your city if you have the ability to. It's going to be very difficult because of the FCC regulations they've now put in with the city and state not being able to come in and override them. But if you have very smart legislators in your area, there may be workarounds for this, especially from health concerns and privacy concerns. That's what we've been looking at in that aspect, but that's the best option that we have right now, Dad. So I figured I'd just bring that up at the end.
Blue light. Blue light. You say, what the heck's Ted talking about? Now he's talking about blue light. Tying into the 5G network will be 20 to 25,000 satellites capable of releasing energy fields and frequencies equivalent to blue light. Blue light, when you have Morgellons in your body, it makes it grow exponentially, and you basically die or become something else, whatever they want, I guess. And, you know, we've got 5G out there that's just waiting for us, but nobody wants to talk about the health effects. Not one major network, Fox, NBC, CBS, CNN, has talked about what's going to happen with 5G from a health standpoint, Austin. And that's because the same people who took down Building 7 are now bringing us 5G. And we need to understand something. Austin's absolutely right. When you have a building get taken down, and then you have it gets completely go to rubble, and you have landscaping that's right beside it, and nothing gets singed or burned, that's not possible in a normal world, in a normal physics equation. When I was a kid, I remember I was going into the sixth grade, like 11 years old, 10 years old, I can't remember anymore. I think it was 10 or 11. And I remember we had a fish camp when I was a kid. It was on like 2 acres on the lake. And I remember the house was up by the road. We had a little store by the road. Cottage number one was behind the store. Cottage number two was behind number one. They were all beside each other. And what ended up happening is some numbnuts, excuse my language, in cottage number one decided to smoke in the bed with his mattress, caught the mattress on fire. Cottage number one caught on fire, right? Then cottage number two caught on fire. Then the little store caught on fire. And all this stuff's like 50 feet away from the house. The fire got so intense that the paint on the fascia boards around the windows, the trim on the outside, which is painted, bubbled. The paint bubbled. It got so hot. The Forestry Service came in because we were in the county, and the city of Auburndale wouldn't come put the fire out, which was like 1 mile away. And we had to wait for like 40 minutes for the Forestry Service to come out there. In the meantime, we started emptying all the furniture out of the house. Every bit of the landscaping, the house did not burn, by the way. The Forestry Service got there and put it out, sprayed water on the side of the house, cooled it off, had asbestos shingles on the side of the house, which prevented it from incinerating. The windows bubbled up, but when they sprayed the water on the house, all the glass broke because it was so hot. It was right at kindling temperature. But what was interesting, all the landscaping, all of the trees in the surrounding area, everything within a 20 to 30 foot radius, everything was dead. A lot of it, we had some Australian pine trees off, and they were shooting flames up, 50, 60, 70 feet in the air. It was like something from like Dante's Inferno, for especially a little kid like me. And I remember the fire was creeping towards the house on the ground, and we had open gas lines going under the house because we had gas heat. And I remember I grabbed the garbage can lid, and as the fire was going towards the house, I did a Captain America, to be honest with you. I have no idea because nobody else would do anything because it was too hot. I grabbed the garbage can lid, held it up like a shield, like Captain America, ran up there with a rake, and put the fire out before it hit the gas lines and would have ignited the house. And luckily, by the grace of God, I wasn't burned. But the good news about it is we saved the house. And the thing about it is that when I see pictures like that, having lived through that, living through that trauma of seeing all the landscaping and all the trees and everything die around the houses, and then I see these pictures from California, and they've got all the landscaping and the front shrubs and the bushes are okay, and the cars are melted. You're like, what the heck, man? How did that happen? That's not normal physics, guys. And so Austin's right about this with the 5G and the 6G and the 25,000 satellites going around the world that nobody wants to talk about. And you say, well, what the heck? Who are these people? Why is this happening? Why are they allowing this to happen? By the way, Israel has decided they don't want 5G. By the way, Israel developed 5G. Just thought I'd mention this. You said, well, I can't believe you said that. Well, you basically just have to look at the reality of this. Now, Spanish River High School principal was now removed. Stay with me for a minute, guys. I'm going to tie a bunch of stories together right now. Spanish River High School principal has been removed here in Florida after comments about the Holocaust. You say, oh, this guy must be a Holocaust denier. No, he's not a Holocaust denier. Listen to what he said. Spanish River High School principal William Latson told a parent on email, which you never send stuff on email because it can be transferred and shown everybody, that as a public school official, he needed to remain politically neutral towards the Holocaust education and the advocates of people who denied the destruction of 6 million Jews during World War II. Now, he was teaching a Holocaust curriculum at this Palm Beach County High School. And he was one who was like heading it up. His email exchange with a parent created a furor in Boca Raton, the home of many Holocaust survivors. Mr. Latson made a grave error in judgment in his verbiage. He wrote in an email stating, here's a quote, here's what got him fired. I can't say the Holocaust is a factual historical event because I am not in a position to do so as a school district employee. In addition to being offensive, the principal statement is not supported by either the school administration or the school board, the district said Monday. Wait a minute. He didn't say he didn't believe in the Holocaust. He just said he had remained neutral. And he basically got fired and had to get moved from that area. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. What the heck? I mean, does he not have a right to express his opinion that he has to remain neutral on a subject this sensitive? Because a lot of people believe in the Holocaust, and that's fine if they want to believe that, that's fine. A lot of people don't know about the official number. That's okay, too. A lot of people question that whether the Holocaust or the gas chambers ever happened. That's okay, too. None of us were there. We don't know. And the problem I have here with any of this stuff is we've been lied to so much. And there we go. Here's the truth. We've been lied to so much by our government and by our world leaders that really questioning anything that they say now seems to be okay to me. Because quite frankly, I mean, why in the world do we have to believe everything they say? Remember, the Frankfurt School came in and infiltrated us into Columbia University and started all of this propaganda. And here's another interesting article. This isn't about sneakers. This is from the RT. I've got all these posted on our website, by the way. This isn't about sneakers, but about people who want no USA at all. In just a few short years, the woke crusade against hate in the U.S. has gone from demanding the removal of the Confederates and monuments to targeting George Washington, the national anthem, and now even the national flag. Seen in isolation, the decision by Nike to scrap their sneaker design featuring the original flag of the 13 colonies that declared independence from the British Crown in 1776, reportedly the urging of ex-football player turned social commissar Colin Kaepernick, seems like a tempest in a teapot. Seen from another perspective, though, it's an alarming example of a trend that threatens to unravel the few remaining threads that keep America together. Kaepernick's reported reasoning was the flag was associated with slavery, which indeed existed in the 13 colonies at the time of the revolt against King George III. By the way, the slave trade was run by the Rothschilds. And later in what became the United States of America. By that logic, however, any American flag is inappropriate because even though slavery was abolished in 1865, discriminatory laws persisted until 1964, long after Hawaii and Alaska statehood brought together the number of stars to the flag, the 50. So now Kaepernick wants to get rid of the stars. He wants to get, you know, it's baseball, apple pie, hot dogs, and Chevrolet. This is the thing. It's all of the things that made all of us Americans to begin with. They want to destroy that. Why? Because they want a new world order. Now, I also posted this article. It's forbidden history. And it says, World War II was another new world order coordinated war. Goes on to say, any student of the actual motivation for the relentless wars has a minimum understanding that empires fight for world domination. Sadly, very few are aware that these authoritarian regimes are not simply battling each other for supremacy. The reality is that the ultimate game plan is to establish and consolidate a new world order which was pushed among the League of Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations immediately after World War I, which is another Rothschild-controlled organization. Remember, it's always these guys that do this. So this is very important to understand, that the British Crown, the Third Reich, the Soviet Siberian Stalinism, the Japanese Imperium, the Red Chinese, and yes, the hegemony of the Pax America all share the objective of world dominion. Here we go. Listen. Banksters and corporatists cross all borders and foster a legacy of subjugation that seeks global enslavement that eagerly enables empires. Most of us have heard about IBM supplying Nazi Germany with the technology to track populations. Francie Grace, in an essay, IBM and Nazi Germany, cites the investigation research of Edwin Black. Historians working as part of Black's research team said that in this paperback, they had pieced together the previously fragmented story of IBM's role in supplying the organizational machinery used to transport many, many people into slave labor camps. Black and his researchers said recently discovered Nazi government documents in the U.S. National Archives. I'm going to say something here real quick. It always is suspect to me when 70 years after the war is over with, they have recently discovered Nazi government documents in the U.S. National Archives. I mean, what the heck? It took 70 years to read the book? I mean, this is nuts. While this account may not stir all observers, the lasting significance is that the corporate technology is often designed and applied to advance to the next stage of the New World Order consolidation. Now, you know what's also interesting? We have to realize here, he says this, and I agree with this, it is impossible to ignore that World War II was a well-staged, remember, Franklin Delano Roosevelt forced the Japanese through his eight-step protocol to attack Pearl Harbor. He did that on purpose. He even told the Japanese in openly encrypted wires that he was going to destroy the Japanese Empire. He had that leaked to the Japanese. When Germany attacked Poland with Russia as their ally, England, who was allies with Poland, basically declared war on Germany and ignored Russia because Stalin was part of the Masonic group that was running the planet and continues to this day through the Masonic Lodges, high-level Masons, and the CFR, and the Council of 300, and the Bloodline Families, and all the other things, and the Vatican, and all the other groups that are involved in the shadowy groups of all these people. These are the guys who want to run the planet. And so we have to ask ourselves a question. You know, what do they want to do for this? Why were they doing this? Well, you have to look at all of the stuff that's happening right now in the world. The European Union originated its loose association some 70 years ago. In recent years, a tyrannical arrangement emerged as the despots would make any national socialist proud. So if you still believe America defeated the Nazis, face the cold hard facts that the real purpose of ravaging Europe was to achieve circumstances that would make a good world government acceptable to the masses. You got to ask yourself a question. Hitler had nuclear weapons. He didn't deploy them against the Allies. Didn't do it. Why does that? Jim Mars, in his book, The Fourth Reich, goes into detail on that. And he actually goes on to say that we didn't have the detonation capability of starting the nuclear reaction to cause the bombs to go off. And that we used German nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that's why they didn't think we had but a couple of weapons. And that's why after the first bomb, they didn't want to surrender. Because they were allies with Germany. They understood where everything was coming from. The campaigns in Asia during World War II were intended to set the stage for the future clashes so the global cartel could expand their reach under a pretense that competing regimes and new enemies require military conflict. Next, the Middle East invasion has been devised to keep attention away from the corporate coordinated conspiracy of global feudalism. World War II, listen to this article, and he's dead on with this. World War II was also fought to establish the Zionist state of Israel. In no small way, the globalism, oppression, and extortion that Western nations experience can be traced back to IBM, tabulating machine, that was a forerunner of what evolved into the social networks. Guys, all of this stuff is being orchestrated around us. All of it is being done through the New World Order. All of it through the same guys who hooked down Building 7. The same guys who have this vast network of pedophiles that they use to blackmail and keep people in line all around the United States. We've got so much perversion in the federal government and in the state-level governments that it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And now we have this group of people basically going out, like Austin talked about earlier, and wanting to set up a 5G control grid, which can monitor you and track you with scalar waves, longitudinal waves, track you, actually move the satellite array on the inside, track you by your cell phone. Now they're saying they can track you by your heartbeat, by your sinoatrial node beat, and they can locate you. Well, guys, if they can locate you by your sinoatrial node, which is the pacemaker potential of the heart, which causes the heart to beat rhythmically, why can they not just send an energy pulse to that same sinoatrial node and discharge it into the heart and have your heart stop? There's your question I got to ask you. If they have that kind of technology, now the next question we got to ask ourselves, you know, we were flying with box kites 100 years ago, Wilbur and Orville Wright, with a lawnmower engine tied onto it. I mean, you know, this is what we had. You know, we were dealing with, you know, strings and ropes and tethers and, you know, flopping around. And suddenly we have all of this advanced technology. Where did it come from? It came from the same group of people who gave us that type of technology in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every person was evil all the time. You say, well, what do you mean? Are you talking about aliens? Call them what you want to call them. I call them demons and things from hell and things from other dimensions, whatever you want to call them. The Bible's very clear about it, too. So don't let it spook you. If you read the book, The Day After Roswell, it goes into detail about lasers, printed circuits, night vision goggles, all came from retro-engineered spaceships that crashed at Roswell. And Dr. Colonel Corso, he wasn't a doctor, Colonel Corso wrote about this 50 years after his clearance had been cleared, when he got out of the military, and talked about it. Now, you say, well, that's crazy. Well, yeah, I didn't think it wasn't crazy. But you got to remember, the Bible is very, very real. And it talks about these entities and what they did and how they did it. And it says that they're still here. And then the Bible even says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in these high places. They could have said, if I were to paraphrase it or not a real translation, but like an expanded version of the Bible, which I won't do because it's blasphemy, but if I were to do that, it would be something like these interdimensional entities. You could say that instead of these angels and whatever. Guys, there's power that runs this planet that controls these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, who basically believe that they've got to bring in a third temple to get their Antichrist anointed and pierce him with the spear of destiny and declare him ruler of the planet. This is the group that runs the planet. These are the Luciferians, the Satanists. They've been running this planet since the beginning, since Genesis chapter 6, with their Baal, Moloch, and Asherah worship. Read the Old Testament, it tells you this. And this is the reason that Israel was thrown into basically exile and scattered into the wilderness, because they would not stop worshiping these foreign gods and these demons. You say, well, it doesn't say that. It says that. So why don't you go ahead and just look it up? And so this is what we have to understand. This Babylonian Canaanite worship that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years runs this planet. These are the guys who took down Building 7. And they continue to do this stuff until they can rebuild their slave network. They use energy from humans. Light. See, we're photonic beings. We put out light energy. And apparently these things don't really eat the way we eat. They use us for fuel and for energy. I mean, it's some sick stuff. Austin was telling me he was watching a movie the other night. I think Jupiter Rising. And they were talking about how the human beings were being basically, you know, how should you say this, processed and to supply people with these things for rejuvenation and all of this other crazy stuff. There's something going on. Why does the word tells us that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour? Now, I'm getting some really heavy stuff this morning, okay? But remember, he can't touch you because you've been sanctified. You've been glorified by the blood of the Lamb. You're in covenant with the Most High God, the creator of the universe, through his Son, who was created in his image. And so when he sees you, God sees you. He doesn't see you. He sees Jesus. And we have to understand who and what we are. We're the righteousness of Christ to God. That's who we are. That's why he doesn't remember your sins, and they're forgiven from one as far as the east is from the west. This is why they're not allowed to touch you if you have a true relationship with Jesus Christ. They're not. They can't mess with you, especially if you call on the name of Jesus, because they're afraid he's going to show up. So it's one of these things that you have to understand who and what you are as a Christian. But this battle, this thing has been going on for thousands and thousands of years on this planet, and that's why it says we're not of this world. We're just passing through. Always remember that all of these weirdos and perverts, they're going to get everything they ever got on this planet that's anything that they ever enjoyed. After this, it gets really negative for them. And then when they get done with you, they kind of like get rid of you, kind of like Whitney Houston, kind of like, you know, they kind of got rid of her. How about Elvis? Yeah. How about all these other people that died? Yeah, how about all those guys? See, guys, whenever they have done using you and you no longer have any, well, how should I say, purpose for them, they discard you. It's the same thing when Stalin and Lenin and those guys, when they took over Russia with the Russian Revolution, the first thing they did was to kill all their commanders who helped them do the revolution because they didn't want them to revolt against them. Yeah, that's how that works in that world. It's dog-eat-dog, everybody gets the throat cut. So guys, praise be to God that we have Jesus in our hearts and our lives, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But remember, fear not, for he is with you. Always remember that. We have a power to power. We've been born of a power of spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, not of a spirit of fear. And so we have to continue the fight in this world and realize that all this stuff's going to happen around us, but we don't have to be part of it. Just kind of like we're going to be saying, hey, that's your deal, not my deal, but we're going to fight you the whole way. What do you think, Oz?
Amen. That's well said. That was really good info. Also, too, in other news as far as the health article, article now. This is a new research study that actually is tying exercise and gut health together. And this is really important. I wanted to bring this up because you guys know I'm a big proponent of exercise and at least multiple times a week. And gut health in general, as we have seen now, the gut-brain connection is very real, as research has shown us over the last few years, and that maintaining a healthy gut with healthy probiotics and healthy bacteria in the gut really helps out with mood and energy. And they're actually showing that a lot of times issues like bipolar or depression, stuff like that, can be tied into poor gut health. Well, now a research study published in the Journal of Experimental Physiology revealed that your fitness level also may affect the diversity of bacteria in your gut and thus influence your health. This is a very interesting article as it goes in to talk about the researchers from Indiana University and the University of Alabama knew that cardiorespiratory fitness was incredibly important as far as linking to greater bacterial diversity. For the study, the participants completed graded exercises. The researchers could measure their peak physical and total energy expenditures. The researchers also collected fecal samples from the participants to examine the volunteers' gut microbe. The results revealed that participants who were more physically fit and more physically active had more diverse bacteria in their gut compared to those who were less physically fit. The researchers also confirmed that an individual's fitness accounted for about a quarter of the variety of the bacteria, and this effect was independent of body fat levels. These findings suggest that intense exercise may improve overall health by promoting a better balanced gut. The researchers concluded that their study gave insight into the association of fitness with gut microbe diversity. And so the thing about this is, again, we're seeing that being active is so important. Being sedentary is one of the worst things you can possibly do, especially if you have the ability to move. Now, obviously, if you have a health issue or you have an injury or something like that and you're trying to recover, that's a completely different story. I'm not talking about that. But if you're active and you have the ability to be active and you're constantly sedentary all day, you're at your office, you're sitting in your chair, you don't hardly get up, you go home, you lay on the couch, you watch TV, you go to bed, you get up the next morning, our bodies were not designed to be like that. Our bodies were designed to be very active and mobile on a regular basis. They were designed to walk a lot of places. They were designed to run some, even though I'm not a huge proponent of running just because of what it does to the knees on a regular basis. But there's great other cardio activities you can do. Simply walking or swimming is a really good one. Cycling is also good, especially the elliptical cycling where you can sit down like on a good solid orthopedic bench or seat and not have something that's basically going to damage your prostate if you're a male. Also, too, the elliptical like Precor machines, the non-impact running machines, those are really good. And then on top of that, high endurance or high intensity exercise training, whether it be, you know, keeping higher volume when you're working out with weights, keeping your rep range, you know, 15 to 20 rep sets at some points, keeping your heart rate elevated, super setting, drop setting. Those are all things that are incredibly beneficial to muscle health, to overall body health, to burning body fat, and as we see here now, gut health. So if you're trying to get a healthy gut back in check, you should probably start exercising some. And on top of that, you can throw in one of the probiotic formulas we have that will really jumpstart it. You know, we have a basic one with our regular probiotic, our probiotic 100 billion, which is our more advanced one, and our probiotic 350 billion, which is by far the most advanced probiotic that I have ever found on the market. And so this is what we put together, the probiotic 350. When they bottle that for us, it comes in at 650 billion CFUs per serving. And it has to say 350 because that's the absolute minimum that it will ever be at, even at expiration. But when we have a fresh batch of that come in, it's 650 billion. And do your research on that as far as the colony forming units and what that does. But this is so important to maintain healthy gut and stay off of the sucralose. The sucralose, the high fructose corn syrup, and the GMO foods are one of the worst things possible for overall gut health. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon. They put two chlorine atoms with a sugar molecule, and they go ahead and when it mixes with hydrochloric acid in your stomach, those chlorine atoms break off and are released right into the gut. They have shown that just one serving of sucralose can wipe out up to 80 to 90% of gut bacteria in the colon, in the digestive tract. This is something that is really, really, really important because this is a product that is used in almost everything, and you wonder why. The gut bacteria is so crucial to the immune system, to gut health. nutrition, to energy, to brain health, to everything in your body it's tied into, and they know this, and people eat this stuff on a daily basis. They put it in drinks, they put it in gum, they put it in food, they put it in ice cream, they put it in bodybuilding supplements, which I've never understood that, is the amount of sucralose that is used in protein powders and bodybuilder supplements and pre-workouts and all that other Chinese garbage they import over here. That is why we produce only the cleanest, purest supplements. You guys need an amino acid formula while you're working out? We have the Muscle Blast. You want to use a pre-workout? The Purple Sticks. You want to have something that will really pump you up and increase blood flow? The HGH Stimulate. All the stuff we try to use, either monk fruit or stevia in it. We don't use any of these synthetic sweeteners because of what they do to the kidneys and the gut health. But again, I implore you, right now it is crucial that everybody stay as healthy as you can, stay as active as you can, and stay as mobile as you can, because the healthier we are, the better brain mental acuity we have, the better exercise ability we have, the better endurance we have, the better we're going to be to not only speak the truth and get a lot of this information out there, but we're going to be able to also do what we need to do whenever the time comes. And that is why it's so important that we stay as healthy as we can and we continue to exercise and eat clean and take the right supplements then.
You know what? Interesting, Austin. You know, chlordane powder. We had it for years and years and years. This stuff was amazing. It's chlorine. Chlorine powder is what it was. And what it would do is, you know, you put it on ant bed, kill them instantly. You could use it underneath your slab when you poured your concrete, and you would never have termites. I mean, ever. I mean, 50 years later, there was never a termite even trying to think about getting under the slab. Chlorine is poisonous like every living thing on this planet. And it's just a toxic chemical. It was used in World War I as chlorine gas to poison enemy troops. And they just hoped it didn't turn around and come back on them, along with mustard gas, which, by the way, became our chemotherapy. Just thought I'd mention that. But the chlorine gas, when we would develop that stuff, when we would create that stuff in a hood or in a laboratory in chemistry at Florida State, where I went to college, you would have to use what's called a vacuum hood, because one good whiff of chlorine gas would kill you, destroy your lungs. And so it was so bad, it was that poisonous. Well, chlordane was like a derivative of that, and so sucralose. Did you hear what I just said? It's a chlorocarbon. It's like a bug spray. It's like chlordane. For I don't know how in the world these nutbags at the FDA, they ever approved that. Well, yeah, I know how they did it, but I mean, it's often payoffs and bribes and kickbacks. I mean, that's how a lot of the stuff gets paid and gets pushed through, including aspartame. But guys, I can say this. I mean, aspartame is bad news. It really is. It's horrible. It causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, and depression. Chlordane's worse. You know, sucralose is worse. I mean, it causes kidney calcification. I mean, it's some bad stuff. And it also wipes out that gut flora. Very, very important you take care of yourself. And also, Austin was talking about the exercise. You don't have to go to the gym to get into shape. I'm just going to say that very bluntly. You can walk. You can do deep knee bends if your knees and hips allow it. You don't have to use any weight. You can start off with doing 2 or 3 deep knee bends a day. Make sure you clear this with your doctor if you've got cardiac issues or knee issues or whatever. And just do deep knee bends. Don't go all the way down to the floor. Just go halfway down. And just do, it's like a little squat. You can use a broom and just do 10 reps, 20 reps, 30 reps. You get to the point where you won't want to do any more reps. You'll be so sore the next day you want to do yourself. That's just using your body weight. I never recommend doing squats with weight. Never. I made that mistake as a child, as a young man. Ended up having back surgery in my when I was 30 years old. And it's just not something you want to do. It's just, but, you know, you can do leg press. That's all right. But just doing deep knee bends or halfway down parallel squats with no weight, it's like, you know, remember we used to do those in junior high school when we used to do PE in elementary school. You know, they would be called rocking chairs. It's like one of those. And you just do that, and you can do just floor exercises to stay in good shape. You get a set of dumbbells and just do good curls and tricep presses with them. You don't have to go to the gym. Don't use that as an excuse that I don't want to work out because I got to go to the gym and it takes too much time. No, you don't have to do that. You can work out at home very, very efficiently with really a very little equipment. In fact, we've got exercise DVDs available, beginning, intermediate, and advanced exercise for men and women. And the first two, beginning and intermediate exercise for men and women, I think all of them, are done at the house. I mean, there's no gym there. Now, the third one, the advanced exercise for men, that's done in a gym.
But you could do all kinds of exercise at home with minimal amounts of equipment for next to nothing and stay in pretty good shape, including those deep knee bends, or the rocking chairs, whatever you want to call it. Now, the rocking chairs just make you go down all the way down, full squats. Don't do full squats. Don't even do full squats, you know, without any weight. It's just too hard on the knees. By the way, Starbucks is apologizing to police officers after six officers were asked to leave an Arizona store. This is a funny story. On Sunday, they apologized after an employee at one of the stores in Tempe, Arizona, asked six police officers to leave or to move out of a customer's line of sight, triggering social media backlash. The officers had visited the store on July the 4th and had paid for the drinks before one company employee approached a customer not feeling safe because of the police presence. Now, why would they not feel safe because of the police presence? I'm gonna turn this into a funny story. Here's the deal. The police are all wearing guns. Okay? The police are wearing guns to protect themselves and to protect people around them in case something happens. People have been so programmed to believe that guns are bad that they almost urinate on themselves when they see a gun laying on a countertop. Years ago, we had some subcontractors coming over, and they were giving us some prices on some stuff we were having done at the house. We were doing a remodel. It's like 15 years ago. And I had my Glock laying on the countertop, along with a couple extra magazines. And one of the contractors came in and started shaking, like scared to death. And I said, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Your gun is frightening me." And I'm like, "My gun's laying on the countertop. Please don't touch it." He goes, "It's just scaring me. What if it goes off?" And I'm like, "It doesn't do that. It doesn't go off by itself. It's just sitting on the counter. It's perfectly safe. I can't do this. I gotta leave." And he runs out the front door. This panty, limp-wristed little wimpy, whatever you want to call him, basically ran out the front door because he was scared that the gun was laying there and it terrified him. This is what we've become as a nation of patriots. That the people at Starbucks are pretty lip-wristed anyhow. I don't recommend people even go to Starbucks. I never endorse them because of their stance. They've told the Christian people don't even go there anyhow. They don't want to endorse homosexual marriage, so I'm kind of like out of their loop anyhow. I would never go to Starbucks. But think about this for a second. What kind of clientele do these people have? "Oh my God, I'm scared to death. I see a gun." Really? Let me tell you what happened to me on Saturday. I'm in Montana, right? I'm back in Georgia now. I head back to the RV. But I flew out there to visit my daughter over the weekend. And it was interesting. I'm driving on a back road in Montana, middle of nowhere, and I run right into a police officer, Montana trooper. And I was speeding. I was doing 93 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. I was in the middle of nowhere on a back road, in the middle of nowhere, Nothingville, no cars, nothing around me. And as soon as he gets to me, he flips his lights on. I immediately pull over. And the guy walks up to me, and he has a loadout, his gun. He's carrying 150 rounds of .223 and 9mm. I mean, I took a picture of it. I need to post it on the website. I think it will post it on the website. I took a picture of this guy, and he like he was going to a full, you know, Fallujah battle situation in which he couldn't rearm or get more ammunition. And I looked at him, and he walked up to the car, and I said, "Dude, I loved your loadout." And he goes, "What?" Anyways, I said, "You love your loadout." He looked at me kind of funny, and I'm wearing my NRA cap, by the way. And he looked at me and he kind of goes, "Okay." And I said, "Well, how fast was I going?" He goes, "You were doing 93. And I said, "Okay." And I said, "I appreciate if you can give me a ticket. We're here on vacation." And he looked at me kind of funny. He goes, "Okay." And I said, "How many rounds of ammo are you carrying?" I said, just engage. I treated him like he was a human being, guys. And I was being really nice to him. And he goes, "I need your license." I said, "All right." He goes, "Don't worry. I'm not going to give you a ticket." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And he comes back and he lets me take a picture of his loadout. I told him about Austin doing tactical training and me doing tactical training and that I had his back. I carried on a civil conversation with him. And here's what's the funniest part about the story. I said to him, I said, "Have you ever heard of Grady Judd?" And he goes, "Oh, Grady Judd's a legend. Everybody's heard of Grady Judd." Now, this is the sheriff in Polk County where I live in Florida. And I said, "Well, Grady Judd," now he wasn't giving me a ticket at this point anymore. And I said, "Grady Judd's a friend of mine." And he goes, "Oh, everybody knows Grady Judd. You know, why did you shoot him 67 times? Because we ran out of bullets. Shot him more for killing a cop." Guys, we have to maintain a good relationship with the police to the best of our ability. Be respectful to them. Only about 5 or 10% of the cops are yuck. Okay, they're yuck. They are. They're yuck. They got something to prove. They're mad about everything. 90% of police officers are really nice people, including sheriffs and everything else. They're really good people.
Treat them with respect, guys. They're our first line of defense. And make sure you get to know your county sheriff and where they stand on gun seizures and confiscation. All of that stuff is so important. Allow yourself to be part of that group. Integrate yourself into it so they know you and they know you're a good person. And they know you're not going around doing weird stuff like starting doing terrorism stuff, which they lie about that stuff with patriots all the time anyhow. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you so much. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thanks for listening today. And I appreciate you so much. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your vitamins from us, your toothpaste from us, your non-fluoride toothpaste, I should say, from us. You guys are absolutely awesome. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. There's definitely no doubt about it that we all need support right now. Thank you for continuing to pray and support the Hagman family with everything that's going on. And just continue to push the fight forward. Constantly speak the truth. Try to wake people up. And that's what we all have to keep doing, because if we can exponentially grow the truth that is going as far as getting it out there to more and more people. The more people that hear it, the more people that hear it, the more people that hear it, the more of a difference it's going to make. Because if we don't have the truth going out, then all we have are lies being told. Because that's pretty much what we have seen now. I mean, that's pretty much confident across the board with the mainstream media. All they do is lie. All they do is lie and continue to come up with more lies and propaganda. And so it's crucial that we all continue to support one another and continue to get the truth out there. That's why we recommend everybody sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's completely free. We don't sell anybody's information ever, ever, ever. It's completely sealed. And we keep everything together in there. We send out different articles every day. We send out the show every day. We send out different coupons during the week or during months that we have stuff going on. It's something that we do to keep in touch with everybody, because also, too, you know, the whole internet system, especially with a lot of the stuff with the phone systems and everything else, stuff can go down. And if we at least have a manual backup of everybody's email account, which we do, we keep as far as basically secured, we can send an email out to everybody once we can resecure something or once we can get internet service and let everybody know what's going on, at least from our point. So again, thank you for the support. Thank you for everything you guys are continuing to do. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.